This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
It's here. It's finally here. You know, the crack of the bat, the thrill of the grass. Those boys of summer are finally back to make us believe again that winter is gone for good, that anything is possible. Anything, it seems, but one more blast of winter. When I woke up this morning and looked out my window at a fresh veil of cold, wet snow, I thought this certainly doesn't feel like opening day, but it is. It's finally time to find out if the 2011 Boston Red Sox can really live up to all that hype. In just a few minutes, the Red Sox begin their season against the Texas Rangers in Arlington, Texas. That's where Boston Globe reporter Michael Vega is right now. And Michael, first of all, I understand it's not snowing down there, that it is in fact spring. Tell us what that feels like.
Oh, it feels wonderful. In fact, I know that some of the players were mindful of the weather back home in Boston and asking about, you know, what they might expect when they return to Boston next week.
Yeah, tell them to bring their snow shovels. So, Mike, there's been so much hype about this Red Sox team. The core players are back. They're not injured. They're joined by speedy players like Carl Crawford, Adrian Gonzalez, new power in the bullpen with Bobby Jenks, among others. Do you think the 2011 Sox can live up to all this hype?
You know, certainly there are great expectations for this team, given all the things that you mentioned, the components that they put together and the construct of this lineup right now as we look at it. I mean, if you looked at what they did in their final spring exhibition, very impressive, scoring 10 runs and Josh Beckett very dominating, you know, through five scoreless innings. Some are expecting no less than a 100-win season, which is not out of the realm of possibility with this team.
You've been doing this job for quite a while. When was the last time a Sox team had such high expectations?
I can't recall. I honestly can't. But, you know, every year they'd always gone into it with fans being the way they are, hoping and praying that the season would take them deep into October. But now I think there's every expectation that the Sox will be there. And I think they're being picked now almost across the league as the preseason favorites to at least win the pennant.
Now, it seems to me that anything less, I mean, with the kind of expectations we've had, anything less than a World Series win is going to feel like disaster. That used to be the kind of burden the New York Yankees had to carry. I'm wondering if we're going to miss the old days better when we all knew they were going to lose and then we could enjoy the rare moments of hope and surprise.
You enjoyed that, the misery? you enjoyed not winning World Series? You want to go, those are the good old days? I don't know about that. You know,
well,
but,
they're the old sort of, we're sort of nostalgic days, about it. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that many people want to relive that nostalgia or kind of wallow in it, but I think right now it's such an embarrassment of riches with this team in terms of, you know, their ability to go out and get key components like, you know, Carl Crawford and Adrian Gonzalez, you know, and insert those into the lineup, and automatically, you know, you boost your speed. A lot of hopes are hinging on that. You know, this depth will carry them a long way.
Michael, what else did you observe down there at spring training? I mean, obviously a very strong team on paper. You mentioned some of the new stars there, but what was the vibe in the locker room like, that all-important chemistry?
Well, I think you hit it on the head. It's just the instant chemistry that this team developed. I think the recognition of what the talent that they have put together. And then just the genuine excitement of what that might mean here in Boston. And I think that's the overriding sentiment I had in kind of, you know, my observation in the locker rooms. The other thing, you know, is just Jared Saltalamacchia. What a great big guy this guy is, you know. And
this is the starting catcher.
Right, the starting catcher. Hearing these guys hit, too, and in particular, you know, Saltalamacchia, I mean, it's just a devastating sound. I mean, he's definitely punishing the ball, and the pop that it makes, it's more like, sounds like it came out of the end of a gun barrel, you know. The other thing that I observed was just the sweet nature of Adrian Gonzalez's swing. I mean, it's very effortless, and the way he sits there, it reminds me of like an Ernie Els golf swing, which is totally effortless, and yet it produces impact.
Well, there's a lot to look forward to. And before we let you go, Mike Vega, one sad note. Lou Gorman, a former Red Sox general manager, he built three playoff teams in his 10 seasons with the Red Sox. He died this morning at the age of 82. What do we remember about Lou Gorman?
You know, the thing I remember was just with the gregarious nature that he had. And, you know, and the one lament was that, you know, he never had that to preside over a World Series team, although I think when they won in 04, you know, he took part in that as well. So, you know, those are the things I think I'll remember.
All right. Well, thanks so much, and we'll wish the Red Sox good luck today. That's Mike Vega of the Boston Globe. He's covering opening day in Arlington, Texas, where the Boston Red Sox will take on the Texas Rangers in just a few minutes. And that's it for Radio Boston this week. Red Sox action begins in just 10 minutes.
Have a great weekend, everybody. But before you wrap up your Friday, you still have a few minutes to participate in WBUR's spring fundraiser and support programs like Radio Boston. Here's WBUR's Deborah Becker to tell you how.